Blog Talk Radio.
People of God, this is Prophet Michael Shakespeare, and you're live with PSM and Prophetic Perspectives, and we are here in the studio today, and we thank and praise God for each of you that's tuning in. Boy, we praise God for a day of rest after a wonderful, wonderful weekend of jubilation, of prophetic movement, of seeing the hand of God move mightily. Praise the Lamb of God, even down in Toledo at the Rock Church there. Praise the Lord. I'm with those that went with me. My sons, Raphael and Reggie, Angel, and some of the members of Truth there, as we rode divine favor, all of us rode down, praise the Lamb, and had a wonderful, wonderful time fellowshipping with the Rock Church. Oh, what a heavy anointing came over me there as I was in prophetic movement, as God challenged them, praise the Lamb of God, concerning their giftings, hallelujah, and the callings that's on their life. Praise God. Several of them have already became friends of mine on Facebook, and praise God is inboxing me concerning their callings and things of that nature. I praise God that he's using us in this season, praise God, to be a blessing to others, to be a blessing to those, hallelujah, across the land. I love you. I bless you, each of you today, and thank you for chiming in with us. If you're listening to us via the internet and would like to be a part of our live studio today, all you have to do, praise the Lamb of God, is call in today at area code 646-564-9818, 646-564-9818, and be a part of our live studio. We are here, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, and we thank him and praise him, God, for all that he is, all that he does, all that he's doing in our lives. Our fast is full blown. We're in our second week, and we thank and praise God for each of you, praise God, that have joined along with us, come alongside with us, praise God, to give some time to praying and entering into the word of God. Praise the Lord. What an awesome, awesome, awesome God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God, that God is moving in this season in a way, hallelujah, people of God, that is fantastic in my eyes. As they say in the scripture, it's marvelous in my eyes what God is doing and how he's doing it. I want you all to know, those that you that's listening and that will be listening, that our show has moved. I have sat with my counselors and those that I consider, praise the Lamb of God, who have my best interests at heart, and we have decided, praise the Lamb of God, the best thing for me is a day of rest, that I should rest on Monday behind a week of laboring on the radio, a week of running around doing all the other stuff I do, and then also the ministry schedule that I carry, that one day, praise the Lamb of God, I should be as wise as God and say, this is the Sabbath of the prophet, praise the Lord, and rest my voice and what have you on Mondays. And I must say, it did work yesterday, praise the Lamb of God, that I rested, and now my voice feels much better. And I thank God that I had a day to recuperate, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. And I'm adjusting my schedule in other areas so that I can really take it easy, praise the Lamb of God, for, hallelujah, the rest of the remainder of the week. So we will do this, praise the Lamb of God, and it is awesome, awesome, awesome that we can do this, praise God, hallelujah, and still have a show. So on Mondays, our show will be pre-recorded. I have right in the studio about, oh my God, maybe 150 to 200 CDs, praise the Lamb of God, DVDs, what have you, of ministry messages and teachings that I've done. And this is just those that's here, praise God. I could get my hands probably on a couple of thousand in the past years here. But these we have, and we're uploading a lot of that so that the pre-recordings will be fresh every Monday, and you will have a brand new message, praise the Lamb of God, delivered by me or someone who I think, excuse me, has an anointing and an anointed word for us, praise the Lamb of God, to place on the show, praise the Lamb of God. And that, I think, will be a blessing to each of us, even though I won't be on live on Mondays. So Mondays is the day of rest, pre-recorded show. Tuesday, praise the Lamb of God. Through Friday, we will commit to a live show, praise the Lamb of God, from 12 to 2 at our normal hours. Amen? Praise God. So I am rejoicing, rejoicing, rejoicing with each of you all. It's Testimony Tuesday. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. It's Testimony Tuesday. And I think I should, praise the Lamb of God, have some testimonies going on the app today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I know I have, praise the Lamb of God, some things and events that has been happening in the spirit realm with me since this fast began. Praise the Lamb of God. Night before last, I had a vision of the satanic attack of the enemy coming against me. Praise the Lamb of God. A few days ago I want to share a few of these with you guys because there's testimony in them. One was, praise the Lamb of God, because of my pragmatic movement and the way that I was moving for God and the way people were being converted, praise the Lamb of God, and brought into the kingdom. Satan came after me, and I knew it because I saw the darkness moving towards me. And at the when he saw that he couldn't catch me, praise the Lamb of God, as a, you know, to overwhelm me or overtake me, he extended his hand out of the darkness as an invitation to me to come and join him. In, praise the Lamb of God, the darkness, he extended his hand, reaching with his hand open in a receptive posture. And praise the Lamb of God. And I looked back and I said some words, and I know one of the words was, not me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Now, the next dream or vision that I had, praise the Lamb of God, consisted of the enemy, praise the Lamb of God, dealing with me on a level of manipulation, trying to manipulate me, praise the Lamb of God, to doing some things, hallelujah, that did not have integrity in it, praise the Lamb of God, but that would profit me much, but did not have integrity in it, and I got up and walked away from that, praise the Lamb of God. But last night, hallelujah, praise the Lamb of God, people of God, the vision that I had last night was, praise the Lamb of God, that was a group of us, hallelujah, together, and I knew it was PSM and Truth People because I know, just by knowing they're in the spirit as I'm looking at what's going on, praise the Lamb of God. And we were all together praying and rejoicing in the Lord, and the power of God was moving so among us as we were praying and praising, praise the Lamb of God, and witnessing and sharing until a heavy anointing of healing broke out. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And in this healing, I was healed, praise the Lamb of God, of a skin condition in the vision. I was healed of a skin condition in the vision. And I said, oh my God, the glory of the Lord, the power of God that we have been praying for has manifested. That's what I said in the vision. Praise the Lamb of God. And when I said this, all of a sudden, people of God, hallelujah, the hordes of hell, praise the Lamb of God, came after me and were chasing me. And some others, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, trying to get us, to stop us, praise the Lamb of God, from the powerful move of God, hallelujah, that was on us, the anointing that was on us, praise the Lamb of God. Last Sunday, before I left the house, praise the Lamb of God, the Lord told me these words. Hallelujah. He said, I have placed upon you the breaker's anointing. That's what he said to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I have given you now the breaker's anointing. And people of God, let me tell you something. When God gives you something, hallelujah, that anointing that destroys yokes, hallelujah, praise the Lord. You better believe me that the enemy is not happy about that. He's not happy at all, praise the Lamb of God, and it's going to be up to me to heed to these warnings, hallelujah, and watch the deceptive, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, motives of the enemy as he hides behind the scenes, hallelujah, and presents darkness to you as though it is light. We as a unit must be on guard in this season, praise the Lamb of God. As we're fasting, as we've given ourselves to prayer, as we are pressing in this fast, people of God, I want you to know, hallelujah, that it's not in vain. I do not believe that either one of my visions was from the devil. I believe they were all from God. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord was showing me, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. The victories. I believe the Lord was showing me the elevations. Because even in the last one, We were going up some staircases. We were rising round by round. And I believe that that staircase represented days, because at each of the stairs there was a platform that was higher than the one before. People of God, we're on the right track. Praise the Lamb of God. So I'm saying to you, press in. Hallelujah. Hold to your integrity. And don't let go in this season of the fast that you're on. Hallelujah. Don't let go of it. Praise God. Stay there. Stay prayerful. Stay in that word. Praise the Lamb of God. Continue to shut down all of the excessive use of television, telephone, or whatever. Hallelujah. And spend time with God and watch and see what happens. Praise the Lamb of God. This is a fast for Pentecostal power, but God said within it we was going to receive some jubilee. And today I got joy bells ringing down in my soul. I hear the joy bells ringing down in my soul. People of God, let me tell you something. In the fourth chapter of Acts, one of the most honorable things that you could read about, hallelujah, in the narrative of the book of Acts, as Luke writes, hallelujah, he shares with us an incident that when healing broke out, persecution came. I wish somebody was on this point. Praise the Lamb of God. It started in the third chapter at the beautiful gate. Praise the Lamb of God. When they went up at the hour of prayer. Look at this, people of God. When prayer, hallelujah, they were going to pray. Healing broke out at the gate. The man was healed, went in the temple leaping and praising God. And when they come out of the temple, the magistrates got a hold to him. Peter and John whooped him, charged him, praised the Lamb of God, and told him, "We better not find you preaching in Jesus' name no more." And they went back to the company, praised the Lamb of God in the fourth chapter, and had a praise party, hallelujah, about being persecuted. And told the Lord in prayer that we are thankful to you that we are counted worthy, praise the Lamb of God, to suffer for your name's sake. Oh, people of God, the Bible says, praise the Lamb of God, and there was a shaking, praise the Lamb of God, as they prayed, hallelujah, as of an earthquake. There was a shaking of the power of God. They had shook the heavens, and God shook the earth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm expecting a mighty move of God, people of God, greater than anything, praise the Lamb of God, that we have experienced in our natural lives. Hallelujah. As it comes down to the move of God. And I hope and pray that you become a part of that with me through your fasting, praise the Lamb, through your praying, and through, praise the Lamb of God, your willingness, hallelujah, to be bold for Jesus Christ. And that's something we need to add to the prayer list here, is boldness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness gracious, people of God. I'm just so excited to testify this to you. Hallelujah. I lie not to you. This is what I have encountered, praise the Lamb of God, in the last few days. Hallelujah. And what God has been showing me. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Upon my bed, I heard the prophet said, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the visions of my head, hallelujah, upon my bed, the visions of my head. This is what I've been seeing, and the Lord is revealing to us, hallelujah. Yes, he gives it to me because he know I'm going to tell it, hallelujah. He know I'm going to get it out to you, praise God, so that you can prepare yourself for elevation. But remember, elevation, praise the Lamb of God, demands a greater level of dedication. Hallelujah. And if you're dedicated, praise the Lamb of God, the persecution will not affect you in any way, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, that you won't turn around and rejoice about, because you know that you know, praise the Lamb of God, that the Lord has blessed you. Oh, I got some stuff to share with you all today, some teachings to do today. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm excited. It's Testimony Tuesday. Hallelujah. You are here. I am here. The Holy Spirit is here. Praise the Lamb of God. And so we can have a wonderful, wonderful encounter even today here on the radio show. I want to ask, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, if our one of our intercessors, praise the Lamb of God, Bertha, I would that you would pray for us today, hallelujah, concerning these dreams and these visions. Praise the Lamb of God. If you don't mind, daughter, pushing one there on your dial, Bertha, and pray for us. Lead us in prayer today. Hallelujah. If you just don't mind today, praise the Lamb of God, if you are in a place. Thank you, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God. How you doing today, Bertha?
I am blessed and highly favored of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bertha, have you been with me during this fast season?
Glory to God. Yes, I have. Glory
Hallelujah.
To
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Did you hear the testimonies I just gave?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Oh, my goodness. Bertha, praise the Lamb of God. What a wonderful God. I mean, and he's giving it to me like it's one dream, but in three different parts. He's just showing me, praise the Lamb of God, this is where you at. This is where you at. This is what's happening. You're going higher, praise the Lamb of God. He told me on the onset, praise the Lamb of God, of the fast, hallelujah, boy, and this blew my mind too. He told me on the onset of the fast, he said, praise the Lamb of God, son, because he always called me son when he speaks to me. He said, son, I have already heard your prayer.
Jesus.
That's what he told me, praise the Lamb of God. I have already heard your prayer, hallelujah. He said, the fast, hallelujah, I have already said yes. People of God, watch. The Lord speaks this to me, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah. Wasn't feeling well and stuff, you know, and so that's really, you know, when you settle down and don't go out and all that kind of stuff, that's when really you get quiet and you're by yourself, that God can do a lot with you and speak a lot to you. And he's showing me all these things. And I'm thinking about the fast, you know, and I'm reading the Bible in the area of Daniel and the Daniel fast and this, that, and another. And I go to the conference on Friday night because I couldn't go Thursday. I wasn't feeling well at all. So Friday night I go to the Full Gospel Conference, and Bishop Neil Ellis comes in, and I had strong unction to go. And I sit there, and he comes in. He walks by everybody in this real serious mode, and he looks at me, he smiles, and he extends his hand to me. And when I touched his hand, I felt the quickening. I left off the podium. I was up on the podium, seated with the bishops. I left off the podium when he got ready to minister and went out in the audience. So I could look him dead in his face because I knew God was going to say something. God confirmed everything that he had spoke to me through the man of God without him calling my name. And Bertha, I'm telling you, praise the Lamb of God. He went there. He taught from the 10th chapter of Daniel. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Hallelujah. About Daniel being alone. And the Lord spoke to him, and nobody else heard it. Boy, he worked on us so about prayer and about warfare praying and this, that, and another in this season. He said, you all could deliver Michigan out of this oppressive spirit if you all would go in warfare prayer, if you all would fast and pray. He said, you all have some of the powerfulest men in the nation right here in Michigan. But you're not unified in prayer.
Hallelujah.
Because you're worried about which one going to hear God.
Prophet, is also what you said is that the joy of the Lord, I tell you, is just bubbling over in my soul. Because it's confirmation of the vision God gave me when I came to your church the other Sunday and told you that the people were surrounded by a white cloud, which was the Shekinah glory of God. And he was sitting in pure gold. Everything you had on was gold.
Lord Jesus.
And that was purification.
Hallelujah.
And you said, when you count the finish, bring it to me. And they brought you that glory. And as they brought it to you, it was an impartation to some that's around you that's going to receive that glory, and it's going to carry that breaker's anointing to break off the yokes and set the captives free.
My God.
There's just so much confirmation going on, and I had just told my pastor Sunday that God had given me the warfare. I heard it. It's warfare, and it's time to pray prophetic warfare prayers. I just told her that Sunday. There's so much confirmation.
My God, my God. I tell you, people of God, we are on the right track here. Oh God, I just hope you all don't get weary and well doing, and recognize, praise the Lamb of God, that whatever is going on that's not in order is just a distraction. Hallelujah.
That's right.
It's just a distraction to take you away from the place, hallelujah, in the spirit where you're supposed to be. Don't let the enemy deceive you in this season, as my mother would say, with some monkey shine. Don't
right.
let them deceive you. Praise the Lamb of God, with no monkey business. You tell the devil to go on to his hot spot and just go on vacation there for a while, because you got business with God, and press your way on through. Hallelujah. We're going to the throne of grace now. We're remembering the sick. Hallelujah. Our daughter, whose husband needs a kidney. Angela, we're praying for you, daughter. Praise the Lamb of God that everything, the blood matches up, and that the transplant is successful. I believe God is moving on your behalf. Praise the Lamb of God. And that favor is on you today. Praise God. We're praying for our ministries, our churches, our pastors. Hallelujah. We're praying for all of them today. We're praying for, praise the Lamb of God, the saints today. Hallelujah, that you would press in to the place. Oh, my God, hallelujah. We are standing, hallelujah, as a defense city. We're standing as a defense city against all that the enemy wants to bring. Praise the Lamb of God. But we know that the gates of hell will not prevail against us. In the name of Yeshua. Come on, Bert. Hallelujah. Lead us to the throne.
Hallelujah.
In the name
of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
That's your name, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we give you the highest praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless your holy name. We adore you, Lord, and we magnify you, Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, that we can come boldly before your throne of mercy, oh God, and pray, oh God, our prayer petitions are to you. We thank you, oh God, that you love us so much, that you incline your ears to our prayers and our supplications, oh God. Oh God, I ask you now to forgive us of all our sins, known and unknown. Father God, cleanse us in your precious blood, that we can come beyond the veil to your holy of holies, oh God. God, lift up the sick right now before you, God. Oh God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, forgive my kidney. Oh God, if there's not one, we know that you can replace the one you had supernaturally, that it will lined up and work and operate as you had planned it in the first place, oh God. Oh God, we lift up the Keisha and the word to you, Lord.
Look on your daughter.
Oh God, to interpret what you have given us, oh God, for we have seen it. about you, Lord. We need you, Holy Spirit. Let the word of our mouth be a fire. Let the fire be in our hands. Let it be in our feet, oh God. Lord, even that in your feet. Shake even that in your soul. Shake the foundations of our souls. Let it be about our Father's business. It's not about us, oh God, but it's all about you. Let the earth business, oh God. Let the fire be in the tongues of the pray, oh God. Let the intent down, pour out, destroy and dismantle everything that the enemy has set against your leaders. We lift them today, oh God. Get them clean and free, oh God. Mark the under the end of your feet. Share the end of your stock. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you. We magnify you. We lift the prophet Shakespeare. Oh God, strengthen him now. Let the consuming fire be a flame within him. Let the word come forth for your people, oh God. We thank you for divine strength, oh God. We thank you for divine healing. We thank you for divine wealth. God is feet, oh God. A place of edge will shake you around him. Angels around him, oh God, and his family. That the enemy cannot penetrate. We glorify you, Lord. And we seal this prayer in the name of Jesus. Our Messiah, our Redeemer, our High Priest. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Woo, your name, your seed. Release your fire. Fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Mighty of the Shia, woo, we can have the end of the Shia, woo, Shia, the end of the Shia, woo, the end of the Shia, woo, the Mighty in the sea, call your shame in your soul. Equip your people with the army, oh God. The army needs to stand in your shake. Run it in your soul. Call glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Oh,
hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Glory in your soul. Purify your heart, oh God.
Of the enemy. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, that you love your people so much. Hallelujah to your name, God. What God is like would come upon our beds and visit us, give us visions in the night. What God is like us in your holiness to show us, oh God, seasons of the Shekinah. What God is like, Father. Let's participate in your royalty. You will let us walk, oh God, in your authority in the earth realm, Father. What God is like, I know no other, Father. You're an awesome God. Elohim. El Shaddai, the Almighty God you are. Hallelujah. To your holy name. You are God and God alone. Under Rabasha.
Hey
God, who's listening to my voice now, lift your hands if you can. Lift your hands before Jehovah. God, lift your hands before the throne of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him a moment of worship. Tell him who he is. Tell him what the Bible's telling him. And call him what he is. That's all you got to do. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, bread of heaven you are. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
I heal yes, Lord.
God, our provision you are. Hallelujah. You're awesome in all your ways. You're great, you're mighty. Hallelujah, Father. We give you worship today. We give you worship. You have enlarged our territories. Thank you.
You're manifesting
your promises in our lives. We thank you for what eyes are seeing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that we're born in this season, this mighty season of revival.
Thank
you. Hallelujah for the season of
revival.
Altars will be torn down of the enemy. Hallelujah. The altars unto you erected. Oh, God, oh, God of light. Oh, God of beauty. Oh, God of holiness, your throne is white, Father. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's holy.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you honor.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, thank
yeah. you, God. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. 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 Oh, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Hallelujah. 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 People of God, I just read a post on our page that disturbed me, praise the Lamb of God, from one of our brothers, and I deleted it, whom I have always honored and respected, and I'll talk to him about it in private. Praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, if you want to talk. But he has posted one of those all-inclusion kind of posts, hallelujah, saying that, you know, that salvation by faith is not the only way to be saved. Hallelujah. When the Bible says by faith we are saved through grace. The Bible says that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
The Bible says, Jesus, that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. It says, whoever believeth upon him shall have everlasting life. Now, if you're not believing upon him, then, I don't know what to tell you. But I can only, praise the Lamb of God, share what the Word of God shares.
Yes, Lord.
Word of God does not teach an all inclusion. The Word of God teach that. The Word of God teach all who believe and repent.
Ah, yes, sir. Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I just lost a listener. That's all right. Praise the Lamb of God. If you don't repent of your sins and accept Jesus Christ as Lord, be baptized,
hallelujah,
so you can receive Spirit, then there's no entering into the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For all Gentiles.
Jesus said it.
Hallelujah. That's no entering in. You can mix up, feel sorry for people, do anything you want to. I do too.
Hallelujah.
God has established a way of salvation.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has.
Free. It don't cost you nothing, and it don't hurt, except when you recognize how far you are from God and you need to repent.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
This show is in vain if all of us going to heaven anyhow. Churches are vain if we all going to heaven anyhow. Satan would love you to believe that.
Yes.
You can do anything you want to do, live any kind of way you want to live, and then just go on and die, you going to heaven anyhow. That sounds stupid.
Not so. Jesus. Hallelujah.
I ain't shot 10 people and just going in here robbing banks and everything. Yeah, I believe in Jesus. I'm going to heaven anyhow. Devil a lie.
Hallelujah.
Don't you be deceived. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad the Lord showed me that. Praise the Lamb of God. I put something on it. Then when I read it again, I had put on there to all who repent. And then I went on about my business. But when I read it again, I said, this is the doctrine of inclusion.
That's right. Amen. Amen. Jesus.
This new wave, trying to get everybody in, praise the Lamb of God, without repentance and belief.
No way. No way.
No way.
Hallelujah.
As my little daughter used to say, no Jose way.
Mm.
Ain't no way. Praise the Lamb of God, but God's way. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, y'all know I'm going to give you the truth. And I've hammered that out more than once. I've searched the scriptures for it. Praise the Lamb of God. I would love to tell everybody, you can go on, keep on living your abominable life, keep on doing that. It's all right because you're going into the kingdom anyway. No, I can't tell you that. I ain't going to tell you no lie like that. Just like a doctor telling you to keep on drinking, knowing that your liver messed up.
That's right. Right.
No, I'm not going to do that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I tell you people, it's time to cry out and cry loud and spare not. And the gospel of the kingdom is a gospel of repentance. It's good news that God has made a way for you to be saved.
Hallelujah.
The good news that he has given his son, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But the flip side of that coin is to have him, you must repent.
Hallelujah.
Now, that's bona fide word right there.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
That's bona fide.
Oh, God, your unbelief, Jesus. Jesus.
Hallelujah. And we don't do no cockeyed stuff around here.
Hey, glory.
Hallelujah. It's Yahweh's way, it's God's way, it's Jesus' way, it's the Holy Ghost's way, or there is no way. It ain't Michael Shakespeare's way, it's God's way.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes,
I get a whole indignation when I see that crap.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
It's in my spirit. Because I know people trying to lead somebody wrong.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Now, when Jesus put this down, Paul tells if they come teaching any other gospel, to treat them as an outcast. I'm going to have a conversation with this guy because I really like him.
That's what he said. Jesus.
But I will block him off the page.
Put him on my page. Jesus.
I'm responsible for these souls.
Oh, yeah. You got to get it yourself.
But in their minds and hearts, not you.
Jesus.
Ain't nobody asked you to come over there and teach it.
Woo! Hallelujah, Jesus.
I love PSM.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. I love you. I ain't let nobody come in there teaching y'all wrong. Devil a lie. They can call themselves apostles, whatever they want to. There's many false apostles and prophets in the land.
Yes, it is.
Teaching stuff to seduce people.
Jesus.
And not teaching the truth of God's word.
Hallelujah.
What is it a hell for and a lake of fire if nobody's going in it?
Glory.
You better wake up and smell the coffee. Oh, that's just for the devil and his angels. Yeah, okay. Hallelujah. It's for the Antichrist with this Antichrist teaching and all of his sons and daughters. That's what the Bible says.
That's what he says.
The great whore will be thrown into the lake of fire and all of his sons and daughters who walked in that doctrine. They ain't never seen such a stir in the Catholic Church as it is right now because God exposing them.
Yes, he is.
And we're only seeing what people are coming forth with. How about the stuff that's never came forth?
Hallelujah.
About the buildings that they have dead babies in the basement that have not, the foundations have not been dug up to see.
Hallelujah. Jesus.
From the in-house abortions of nuns that's been pregnant by the priest. Okay,
Jesus.
Y'all don't want me to go to talking. I know they don't. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But when you start teaching the truth and giving the true people of God, always expect the false to manifest. Praise the Lamb. We're talking about it now. Hallelujah. So now I'm just going to tell the devil, sit on attack. But you got caught. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't put that mess on my face. In Jesus' mighty name.
Exposed. Yes, God.
And I tell the pseudo prophet to his face. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name. Right. Thank you.
In the name of Jesus.
God, hallelujah. I got a caller. Let's see who this is, and then we're going to go into our teaching. Hello, caller 773 area code.
Bless you, Apostle. How are you?
I'm fine, man of God.
See, that's why you keep getting attacked, because you keep telling that devil where to go. And, you know, the Bible says hell hath enlarged herself.
Yes.
To accommodate the souls.
So wherever they're getting that false doctrine from, they need to take that back.
That's right.
I really, really been praying for you and really asking God to really just touch your body. Because, see, I know this fast that we're going on, that the enemy is on the rising, that the devil is attacking. But I come to know and come to understand that we got the V-I-C-T-O-R-Y.
We
got the victory over this thing. And I thank God for you. I just want to tell you to be encouraged, Apostle. For what's to come is already better than what's been. That God is already listening and talking to you. Even in your shut-in time, even when you wasn't online, I understood that the Lord was ministering, talking to you. And I just want to tell you that keep doing what you're doing. Keep on renouncing and declaring the gospel and preaching the sound doctrine. Keep
Hallelujah.
on the real word of God. Because, see, the Bible says in the last days, men will not endure sound doctrine. And that's what we need right now. We need sound doctrine. We need the love that comes with it. We don't need to be preaching and teaching out of hatred and preaching and teaching out of religion. We need you to be teaching out of the will of God. And you just you that apostle. You keep on declaring. You keep on coming against the witches and the warlocks, the sorcery, witches and the stars. You continue to come against that stuff because, see, people is bound up by that nest.
That's true.
And
bondage bad, man. It's a bondage going on right now. Praise the Lamb of God. And the breakers anointing that's on my life. Telling them now, don't invite me if you don't want it broken.
That's That's right.
Because I'm going to say what the Holy Spirit tells me to say.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And I don't care who don't like you.
That's right.
People want to stay in mess. I ain't got time for it.
Jesus.
Get delivered. Praise the Lamb of God. Get delivered. Hallelujah. If the word of God said it wrong, get delivered. And stop making the word of God of no effect, that it has no power, that the Holy Ghost is not strong enough to deliver you. You don't want to be delivered.
Oh God.
You want to stop drinking, can stop. Anybody want to stop smoking, can stop. You can stop. You don't want to.
My Lord. Hallelujah.
Anybody doing anything that they're doing can stop. You started it. You can stop it. Now that you've made it a pleasurable habit, you don't want to stop it.
Oh, God.
The pleasure of sin is what keeps calling you back to it. Pleasure of sin. Calling us back to it.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello, light bulbs. Ring, ring, ding, ding, dang, dang. Boom. And there's the bomb. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All this false doctrine coming on here with that mess, putting it on our page, something out. This is what he said. He said, I know you've heard it being taught that faith is the way to be saved. But there's more than one way to be saved. What?
Burn it up.
You're going to be saved without faith in Jesus Christ.
That's right. Thank you.
The grace part is it's given to you freely. It's a favor God doing for you.
Jesus.
It's mercy being extended to you.
Ooh, Jesus.
But there's a prerequisite. Repent.
Because
without holiness, and God is holy, no man will. That's why you got to have the Holy Ghost. The Holy Blood of Jesus and the Holy Ghost gives us admission into the presence of God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, y'all know I'm telling the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. I know I is.
That's the word of God. Hallelujah.
I know I am, and I is, and I am, and I'm going to continue to teach it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Woo!
Boy, y'all done messed me up. See, I'm trying to go in one way, and y'all taking me another. It's testimony, too. Prophet, give us a testimony, man. What's going over there in the Chi-Town?
Well, it's beautiful. I just give honor to God who is my life.
Yes, Lord.
To the ministry. I just thank God to allow me to be on this path. So, you know, just really get a closer, deeper walk with Christ and a deeper depth with him, and to continue to walk the walk that he has called me to be, and and stay in the will and stay in the realm that he has chosen for me. And I just really and truly just thank God, you know, even though it's been a struggle, it's been a battle, but I just thank God for giving me the endurance to run on and just see what the end is going to be. In spite of the naysayers and the who-sayers and whatever they say and the poopy-duck slangers, I just thank God for life, health, and strength. I just thank God for, you know, I just thank God for salvation. I just thank God for allowing me to be in good relationship with him and, you know, giving me a mind to stay repentful, amen. Because, you know, in the day and time, it, stuff is going on. We know the weather's getting ready to get nice. It's getting ready to be flesh on parade. And see, by me being a single man, I just say, Lord, keep my flesh subject unto your power. And I just really just God. Amen. Because I don't, people say, you can say, I know I can stay holy. I know I can stay safe, but that don't stop my ass from looking. That don't stop my flesh from burning. And
that's right. Because I'm a single man, too, so I understand. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I know when summer comes, it's flesh on parade. Praise the Lamb of God. I understand. Praise so God. I'm gonna tell you like Bishop Morton's song say, you pray for me and I pray for you. Hallelujah. And we'll watch God change things in that area. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Be strengthened, brother. Okay, I got another call too. Here's another call. Erica 248.
Hey, Dad, this is Divine Favor, Andrea. I just wanted to thank God that I was able to go with you before you even posted on the page. I felt in my spirit, you know, to go, and I'm so glad that I pressed. My testimony is there was a gentleman, you know, I posted a little bit of it up, but there was a gentleman that, you know, I was involved with some years ago. During the time that I was in Toledo with you, you know, you ministering, this gentleman blew my phone off the hook. But I didn't know. I did not know. It was like God hid it from me. I mean, I didn't even see no missed calls or anything. But on yesterday, I saw the calls. And when I dropped off Destiny, you know, he had called me. Like, I was trying to, you know, get to see you and, you know, was trying to offer Sam free tickets and, you know, and it's just, I just thank God. I mean, coming with every word that the enemy thought he could come. And, of course, you know, just being single, you hear stuff, you know. But I just said to myself, I said, you know what, I thank God for this fast. I'm thank God that I pressed. I was in the presence. The enemy couldn't even get me. It was like I was hid in him. And, you know, just continue to pray my strength, and I'll continue to pray you all because we are single. But I want to live right. I do. And I thank God that I want to. Amen. That's my testimony. God kept me.
Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lamb of God, baby, and you be kept. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, I looked at you, and, you know, I wanted to tell you, praise the Lamb of God, that I see a whole lot of men coming at you in this season.
Okay.
You're really going to have to guard yourself, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, in this season. I see that that's going to be one of the ways that Satan is going to come after you,
okay.
That a lot of men are going to come after you, praise the Lamb of God, in this season with manipulations and things of this nature to try to draw you into, praise the Lamb of God, the acts of darkness that you shouldn't be participating in. Praise God. God's hand is on you, and God is ready to do something significant in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And, you know, so you're going to have to keep yourself. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The line is lighting up today. Boy,
thank you so much.
Boy, hallelujah. Bless you. Thank you for calling, daughter. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bertha.
Yes, Pastor.
Girl, I'm telling you, you some kind of praying woman. I just want to tell you that. Erica 226.
Praise God. Praise God.
Oh, there's Gil Canada on the line, y'all. Praise the Lamb of God. How you doing, brother?
I just wanted to give testimony why I was gone so long. I had, with the fire, losing my internet, and kept praying and pressing and fasting, and the Lord brought me, keeps bringing me back.
Oh, my God. Well, praise the Lord.
There's nothing greater than the Lord and all the work he's doing, and how much he's blessed me and restored a lot of hurts that have been in my life. Especially with the churches. Brother, I was asked to give a testimony recently. about how the Lord took me from the Muslim faith again back to the ministry.
Oh,
and praise God, you know, he's breaking a lot of chains that the enemy has brought into everybody's lives. And the Lord is doing a mighty work. And by staying faithful with this fast, it's been amazing. I've never felt better, stronger, no seizures, seizure-free.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for
that's
your healing.
Because,
thank
that's
you,
because,
God.
Brother, I've learned that it is about claiming the healing, knowing that he has given us the freedom, he has given us the healing. And as long as we give all praise to him and always give praise to the Lord, our God, and what Jesus did on that cross, what Yeshua did on that cross.
Hallelujah.
God, we have total victory.
Total victory in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, son. Praise the Lamb of God. Well, here goes somebody else. I think this is Lily. Erico 614.
Good afternoon, Prophet. Good afternoon, PSMI.
Good afternoon, daughter. What you going to tell me today? I'm waiting on it.
Oh, glory to God, glory to God. I just want to give him honor and praise that I am just able to sit here and just be able to listen to the show and get this wonderful word. I mean, you really giving us the meat. I'm trying not to jump up and shout and do a dance because I'm on bed rest, but man. But I have my testimony to give. I have a two-part testimony. I had my surgery yesterday. And praise God, the tumor has been completely removed. The doctor
wow.
said he went in. It was worse than what he thought, what he saw in the MRI. He was going to close back, remove what he could and close back up. But then he said something just kept telling him he could get it. He can get it. And he just kept going little at a time, little at a time, little at a time until he has actually was able to get the whole thing.
Hallelujah.
So, praise God for that. After the surgery, I didn't tolerate the anesthesia very well, so they were going back and forth whether or not to admit me overnight.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to stay, but the Holy Spirit was like, you need to be in the hospital. So I get up to my room last night. I was upset because I had a roommate, but this morning, praise God, God has connected to a wonderful young lady. Being able to minister to her, she asked her if she went. She's in there. She didn't know what happened to her. She had a disc slip, and now she was paralyzed, semi-paralyzed from the waist down. And I was just talking to her in general conversation. I was led to ask her if she went to church.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, no, I don't really belong to a church. I'm on a relationship with God because I've just been hurt. So not only was I able to pray for her and pray over her, but I was able to minister to her and explain to her about the fellowship of church. And, you know, I explained to her, I apologize for her being hurt by whatever church she's been to, whatever religious people, but that's not what God intended. I just told her to walk in God's will, which is for her to be healed. Because she was just like, well, I hope. But, you know, I said, no. It's God's will for you to be healed. Jesus got on that cross for a reason. And with that cross came many miracles and wondrous works after.
My God. Hallelujah.
I did link her up to the online link to my church. And I said, if you have any questions or anything, give me a call. You can call the church for prayer or anything. But that was the most thing that was blessed. That was a blessing for me to be able to minister the word to someone. I completely forgot about myself. And she was like, well, you praying for me. Who's praying for you? I said, I have a whole lot of people praying for me, praying for myself. But I can't worry about myself right now because I'm praying for you. So I just want to thank God and give God glory. That was the most beautiful thing. She was crying afterwards. I was crying afterwards. And I just have to give him glory.
Glory to God, Lele. We praising God with you on this. Hallelujah. God is just awesome. You know what? I'm really excited about your surgery. We was praying for you. Praise the Lamb of God that went well, and I'm glad they got all of it. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, because I really want you to walk in that God has spoken over your life. But, you know, the one of the prices of that anointing, Lily, is many complications with sicknesses and stuff. and then God is going to give you a total healing. I'm prophesying now. Hallelujah.
I believe that with my heart.
And the anointing. Praise the Lamb of God to heal others. Hallelujah. God has to build your faith. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Down. I was just thinking today about the leading of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit, people of God, can lead someone that don't even know God. Hallelujah. Now, I don't know who her doctor was, this surgeon that did that to her, but praise the Lamb of God, the Holy Spirit, praise the Lamb, can lead you, hallelujah, without you even knowing God.
Amen.
Some people disagree with this, but if you read in the Bible where it talks about, in Isaiah, where it talks about Darius, the Persian king, the Bible simply says, it says emphatically, he know not me. He don't know me. But I know him, and he my man in this season to do what I want him to do.
Hallelujah.
It's right there in the Bible.
Glory.
God said, Darius don't know me. He a heathen. But I know him, and his heart is in my hand. Turn it any way I want to. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yeah, praise God. So God can lead the doctor to do stuff that he don't even want to do. He might have got ready to say, I ain't going to do this. Just don't. But he said something kept telling him, you can get it. What is something?
The Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost.
Something kept telling him, Lily. Something. He don't know what it was. If it had been you and you had the knife, you would have said, this is the Spirit of the Lord. The Spirit is telling me I can get it.
Amen. And I thank God.
Someone that don't know the Holy Ghost won't know that the Holy Spirit's speaking to him. Something keep telling me I can get it. Something told me that. Something. Our God is awesome. Angels was in the operating room with you. Praise the Lamb of God. We shout glory. We shout hallelujah. We shout the victory of the good things God is doing in this season. God told us, praise the Lamb of God, Bertha, that he was going to give us jubilation during this fast. Hallelujah. And I'm smiling right now. I'm happy, praise the Lamb of God, at the things that I'm hearing. My son over in Canada there, Gil, praise the Lamb of God, got burnt out, the house and everything messed up, but God is restoring that as we've been praying for him. God is restoring me. He on here testified, praise the Lamb of God. He had been having seizures every day, haven't had any seizures. The Lord is good, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. God is good. These are powerful and great that's coming forth. Praise the Lamb of God. And God is manifesting more. He's going to do more, people of God, as you spend time in prayer. Hallelujah. Across these 50 days, it's just going to start popping like popcorn. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Did y'all hear what I said? It's going to start popping like popcorn. Praise the Lamb of God. Blessings, promises. Going to start manifesting, and you're going to see them with your own eyes, and you're going to be saying, Lord, have mercy. Praise the Lamb of God. Look at what our God is doing. Look at how he's doing it. Praise the Lamb of God. But he's gearing us up. Hallelujah. He's gearing us up for the greatest revival, hallelujah, that we'll ever know. He's setting us up, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Bad times breed. Hallelujah, the power and the authority of prayer.
Amen.
And God conditions the people who have been tried and chosen out of the furnace of affliction, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to walk in this season, not worried about what they possess, what they own, even though he's giving it to them. It doesn't have the significance it used to have. A house really becomes shelter and not a showcase piece. A car becomes transportation and not something to ride around leaning in. Hello, light bulbs. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Money becomes a means to do ministry, not a means of boasting and blinging and things of that nature. God is moving. I'm excited about his move. We got another caller here. Error code 224, your mic is hot.
Good morning, Prophet.
Hey.
Everybody, how are you all?
Are we fine? How you doing?
I'm wonderful. This is
Well, it don't sound like you're wonderful. I think you need to elevate your voice and put your voice on and get where we at, because we over here, we praising God.
Oh, no, I'm praising God right with you guys. I'm being obedient to the Spirit of God, because I'm going to give this testimony. I was in prayer this morning, and the Lord said, you have to tell people what you're going through. You have to tell them. And I'm like, Lord, I don't want to tell everybody what's going on with me. And he's like, you got to tell them because of what I'm about to do. So I'm going to give this testimony. And I was thinking this morning, I'm like, Lord, you know, for the past 2 years, I've been going through so much. I'm like, I lost my mother. Then my father died. Then I lost my job. Then my transmission went out of my car, turned around, the car got repossessed, and now I'm going through an eviction, and that's what it looks like, that I'm going through an eviction. And I'm just like, Lord, you know, I can see all the promises being manifested all around me, even for people that I've prayed for and prayed with and things like that. And I'm like, when is my time coming? And he's saying, your time is now.
But you gotta
tell the people where you are, so when I bless you, you can go back and say, "See, this is what God did."
My God in heaven, hallelujah! Let me tell you something. You don't know what you're doing. See, when God tells you to do something and you obey Him, now you didn't put a demand on God. God's got to do something now.
And all I heard him saying is, you overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. Give that testimony, because you are an overcomer. And he's speaking to me where I'm going.
Prophet Darryl.
Yes, sir.
I know you got something to say. I hear it in your giggle.
I just heard him saying, out of through this, you shall see your expected end.
Oh, my God.
You shall see your expected end. When he told you to see what it is, you just exposed the enemy. Because the enemy didn't want you to say nothing. But God said, if you say it, I'm going to show up and show out. See, one thing about, I hung around old folk. I hung around seasoned folk. And they said, you don't bring no knife to a gunfight.
My God.
But see, when you get ready to open and expose the devil, you got to come forth with a praise.
Hallelujah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Your praise is your expectation. So you already got the victory, so you might as well shout and tell them, thank you now.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just want to say that I went to what was supposed to be a CD release concert last night for Prophet January. It turned into a complete worship experience. And when I tell you that I praised God last night like I had completely lost my mind, I mean, that God had given me a praise in my belly, and it flowed out like in a way that I've never experienced before yesterday. And something broke. It broke for me last night. It broke for me last night, and I felt it. And the awesome thing about everything that I'm going through is I'm completely at peace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm at peace. You know, even though sometimes I think about everything that's going on, but and then God will bring me right back, like, no, seek ye first. That's what he continues to tell me, seek ye first the the kingdom of God and all its righteousness. And that's what I stay focused on. And as long as I stay focused on that, I've got a overwhelming amount of peace that I can't even explain. And people like, you know, I'm still showing up to, you know, because I'm very involved in praise, so I'm still showing up to that. I'm still showing up on the page. I'm still showing up in intercessory prayer. And people looking at me like, what you doing? You know, like, how are you still going and you going through, for the few people that know what I'm going through, you know, they just looking at me like, I just thank God for your tenacity. I say, I thank God for my tenacity, because if it had not been for him, I would be completely lost.
My God.
So that's my testimony, because I know what God is about to do for me.
I want to share something with you, and I hope this strengthens your faith, because let me tell you what your biggest challenges has been. And, you know, I believe I can, I'm released now to tell you this. It's been the word of God. You have proclaimed the word of God so much prophetically to people, until that's what Satan tried you at, and God said, "Go ahead, go on trial." I want to show you something, and I don't want you ever forget this, Manjanice. Those of you that are listening to me today, praise the Lamb of God. I want you all to ever forget this prophetic principle that I'm about to show you. It's a revelation to the majority of you. Now.
Ooh.
Daryl and Bertha and them, they may have heard this before, but I want to show you something. Praise the Lamb of God. When God pronounces something on you, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, it's done the moment, the minute, the hour, the day, the month that God says yes. But it may not manifest that day. I hope y'all listening to me. Praise the Lamb of God. Now, proof of this is in Daniel chapter 10. When Daniel is doing the Daniel fast, when the angel shows up, he tells him, the moment you set your heart, I was dispatched to bring you the answer. Watch
That's
this.
Right.
Watch this now. But I was held up in spiritual warfare with the king of Persia. And then he mentions Michael the angel, who is God's warring angel. Hallelujah. He says, the answer was already given to you when you set face hard towards God. He dispatched me. He said, go tell Dan, give Daniel this revelation. He said, but I was held up
by the Prince of Persia.
By the Prince of Persia. I had to go fight by his side. Because he is the next world power that's going to come in Babylon and release you and your people out of Babylon. So I have to make sure he won the battle.
Oh, glory.
Listen to me. Praise the Lamb. I know I'm giving y'all something today. Praise the Lamb of God. So you must understand that many times when God has spoken and says, this is yours, the job is yours, you may think he's talking about that job. And it may not be that job. But the job is yours. Hello, light bulb. Understand prophetic timing and prophetic manifestation and prophetic movement as a prophetic person. Hallelujah. So you imagine these, Satan has been testing you about your faith in the word of God. But our limited understanding of the prophetic, it was causes us many times to go into confusion and doubt.
Ooh. And that's the same thing that I heard this morning, Prophet. That is the same thing the Lord said to me this morning. And it's so, I thank God because he said that so many people go through what I'm going through and they wait on him and whatever the case may be and they're not correct, they're not in the right timing, that they fall into apostasy. They fall away.
That's right.
So I thank God that he's keeping me, and I think it's not strange that since we've been on this fast, I've been reading 5 Psalms a day. Every 5 Psalms, I'm on 45 now because we're on the 9th day. I read the 45th up to the 45th Psalm today. Every Psalm that I have read today has spoke directly to my situation. And what the Lord keeps saying in that word is, trust in me. Trust in those who trust in me shall receive salvation. Those who trust in me shall receive mercy. Those who trust in me are blessed.
That's right.
And I don't think it's strange that I keep getting that same word every day.
And the Lord said, I know them that trust in me.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. See, I make you hurt yourself up in here today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Because these are lessons I had to learn. I had to learn. I said, God, you told me. You said that was mine. I said, it is. I didn't say that it was going to manifest as yours today. It's yours. And 5 years later, it come to me. I said, this is crazy. But now I understand, and I'm going to share this with you. Some things aren't going to be released until you war in the spirit for it.
See? Come on, Pop.
You must war in the spirit for it.
Yes.
You must speak the manifestation of it. One of my members called me and told me, said, you know what? Things are manifesting in my life that I decreed last year.
Ooh.
But I have not stopped decreeing them.
See? Come on.
See, one of our problems is our persistence. Jesus gives us an analogy of persistence when he talks about in the motto prayer, praise the Lamb, at the end of it, he says, a man went to his neighbor, praise the Lamb of God, because he had company in the middle of the night. And he went on knocked on his neighbor's door. His neighbor come. He said, it's midnight and we need some bread. For I have guests that have come. His neighbor shut the window and went on back to bed and said, leave me alone. Me and my children, I sleep. But he kept knocking. He kept waking him back up. And the last time he woke him up, he came and said, man, come in here and take anything you want and gone. He said, for his importunity. He received, praise the Lamb of God. So when you pray, be persistent in your prayer. Hallelujah. Don't stop praying till you see the manifestation. Hallelujah. I said something to you. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't stop praying and praising till you see the manifestation.
You know what the problem?
They knock you out, praise the Lamb of God, because he'll sure do it. He'll knock you straight off your horse. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of
and
God.
He's been trying. He's been trying. And it's never been a struggle for me to pray. Y'all know I will pray at the drop of a dime with no problem. But I want to say maybe like the past 2 weeks, it's like the enemy has been fighting me in prayer, like I'm falling asleep and, you know, all kind of stuff like that when I know I should be praying. And it's just like, what is this? You know, I wake up, I normally, my regimen is normally as soon as I get up, I'm in prayer. Well, the past couple of weeks, it's like, okay, well, I'm waiting around 2-3 hours, and then now here come this, and it's like, wait a minute. I thank God for the revelation that I can even see what's going on, though.
Hold up. Error code 864, your mic hot.
Hi, this is Stephanie.
Hey, Steph, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
I just want to praise God. I want to praise God for all he's done for me in my life. And, you know, I've never listened to you before. I had a really good friend just text me, not even a couple hours ago, said, you got to listen to him. She talked to me that probably a couple of weeks ago, that I want you to hear him. I want you to hear him, you know. And I call in, and my testimony, I'm testifying, God is good. He is so good. But to hear everybody talk about their praising God is like answered prayers. He's telling me, Stephanie, you praise me. There are people going and they're struggling. They're doing the things. They're going through things that you're battling, that you go through, and they're praising me through it. And just to praise me through that. And I want to praise him because he has been so good to me. I have not always served him, but he never forsake me. He never let go of me. He has never left my side. And God knows I could not do it without him.
Hallelujah.
I make it without him from day to day. I don't know life without him because he gave me life. He has breathed life into me. And I didn't know how to be a mother. I didn't know how to be a daughter until him. I didn't know how to be a friend, a disciple. I didn't know nothing until God, until him. And he has just given me so much. And I will live the rest of my life to give that back to him. And there's nothing I can do but love him and serve him. And I will do that with everything I got. I owe so much to him. He is my father, and there's never been one like him, and they never will be. And I just want to praise him.
Amen.
I want to praise him. And to hear everybody, to hear testimonies of just praising and prayer. And you know, and I sat there and I struggled, and I said, you know, God, what am I doing? You know, every time something comes against me, I go to, what have I done wrong? What have I not obeyed? Where have I not done this? And first and foremost, just through my trials, I need to continue to praise. And I'm praised, but I need to continue in my word because my word is my strength.
Right.
So it gives me my power. It feeds me. It nourishes me. And here I am, and I just need to hold on to his words and his promises. I need to rebuke the devil when it comes up against me and when it comes into my spirit, comes into my mind and tells me where I think I've done wrong and say, well, you know what? You've done right. God loves you. You praise him. You continue to praise him. You continue to love him. You continue to be a part of him. Like, he is never going to leave you. He will always be a part of you. He has helped me raise two boys, and I am not a deserving mother of those boys. He has had his hands on my children, and I thank him for that.
Hallelujah.
I thank him for that. And I just want to praise y'all. And God bless y'all for the things that y'all do for the Lord and the way y'all praise him. I need that. I need to hear that praise because I'm not the only one out here. Sometimes we devil us to think we're out here alone, that we're in it alone.
God.
We got God, but do you have these people out here that's going to encourage you because there's so much that goes on that wants to fuck that out of you? But he ain't going to do it no more because I rebuke it. And I know that you're out there praising God and loving God and love the Lord the way I love the Lord.
Well,
glory to God.
We are a community. We are a community of saints who we encourage each other and pray each other, intercede for each other every day here at PSM. And you're welcome to come, you know, Tuesday through Friday is our live show from 12 to 2. And then on Mondays is a pre-recorded show. But if you have access to the internet, we have our Facebook page of Prophet Shakespeare Ministries International that you're welcome to be a part of, that prayer request. We have intercessors and all of that. That's our purpose and our plan, and we do teachings and all of that on the page and prophesy and what have you. And it's to everyone in radio land, those that's hearing my voice, you're welcome to become a part of our internet ministry as well as this show, and feel that you are part of it even now. Praise the Lord. We welcome you with open arms to come and be a part of this show. And allow the Lord to minister to you as he do us every day. I came on this show. I didn't have no agenda or plan of how it was going to be. And those that's listening to me and that's on here, I tell you, it's just be a Holy Ghost takeover almost every day of the week. He just makes the show what he would have it to be. But I want to say this to you and many others. There are so many of us who allow Satan, the accuser of the brethren, to continue to accuse us of things that we've done. Now, I'm going to give you something to tell the devil the next time he tell you, or the next time you feel that that spirit coming over you of condemnation, I want you to look the devil dead in his eye and say, you must not have heard about the blood of Jesus.
Glory.
My sins are under the blood. I've asked for forgiveness and repentance, and my sins are under the blood. So if you got a charge against me, go talk to my father about it. Because I'm telling you, this is one of the ways that he makes you think you're not worthy of your blessings. He causes us to feel like when we're going through things that God has forsaken us because we've did something. He allows us to go into a state of self-condemnation, that we are depressed and our self-esteem and everything is messed up. A royal priesthood and a holy nation. You are the elect of God, and you are God's anoint, and God loves us, and more so, we are adopted into the family of God through our repentance. We are our children. We're not bastards. We're children. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're children of God. Praise the Lamb of God. And the Lord allows us to go through for the testing of our faith. Hallelujah. But it's only a test. Satan can't do nothing to you without the Father's permission. Got the seal of God in your forehead. Satan can't do nothing to you without God allowing him to do it. God allows the enemy, praise the Lamb of God, to do some things. And he tells them, hey, now you're messing with my kid.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. You're messing with my child now. Don't think God ain't talking on your behalf. We have a great intercessor eternally in the heavens that's sitting on the right hand of the Father in the person of Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Hallelujah. Stephanie, you made my day. Where are you from? What area are you in?
Pelzer, South Carolina.
So who called you and told you to call in? I'm trying to see.
Donna Griffin, she is an amazing, amazing woman. Amazing woman.
Donna Griffin. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lamb of God.
And I praise God for the people he's placed in my life. Just more recently than any, you know, God is just, I don't think words justify what God's done for me in my life. I have a testimony a mile long, and it was before I even come into the Lord's hands. He was already in my life. And I just see that after coming into him and just having him and asking him into my heart, and praising him. He showed me where he was with me even before. And I just got so much to be thankful for. So much. And I've got a place. He's got a place for me and my children. But I tell you what, he's got a plan for me. He's got a plan that the devil's not going to take from me. And I've got a testimony that I need to tell the world from where I've come from and where he's brought me from. Because the more I have on me, the more glory he gets in his name for what he's brought me through.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. But daughters,
praise God.
Sound like you got, excuse me, sound like you have a book down on the inside of you that needs to be written. I believe your testimony could be put in a book. Hallelujah. To deliver others. Praise God.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God.
Boy, God is just simply amazing. The way he is working, praise the Lamb of God, in our lives and the things that he's doing and the people he's bringing in, praise the Lamb of God, in this season who are on the verge of the breakthrough. Imagine these.
Yes.
I want you to pray for this sister. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to pray. Now, Maganese, don't go and take up 30 minutes now. I want you to pray for this talk.
If
Hallelujah.
She's got 30 minutes she needs, I'll need it all. I'll take your last 30 minutes.
Hallelujah. Praise
God
the Lamb of God. But I feel the need for us to intercede for her. Praise the Lamb of God right now. Hallelujah. So come on, pray for her for us now.
Yes,
In Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name, God. We thank you, God, for this divine setup that you have given us today, oh God. We thank you, God, for the testimonies that have gone forth. We thank you for your daughter Stephanie and for the testimony that you have given her, oh God, for setting her free, oh God, from those things that have held her bound, oh God. We bless your name and we just say hallelujah. There is none other like you, oh God. You have done many wondrous things in our life, God, seen and unseen, God, things that you have kept her from. God, we praise you now for that, oh God. We praise you, God, for calling her out of darkness into your marvelous light, oh God. So we lift her up before your throne, oh God, because we know that you will perfect that that confirms us, oh God, and you will complete the work that you have started, oh God. So we lift her up before you, oh God, and we say, have your way, release your glory, oh God. Release the manifested presence, oh God. Release your anointing upon her, God, so that she might walk in the calling that you have called her to, oh God, so that she may spread your word to those that do not know you, oh God. I thank you, God, for the evangelistic anointing that you have placed on her life, oh God. The word of God in her mouth, Father, will set captives free, oh God. So we thank you, God. We thank you, God, that you have called us to this place today, oh God, so that your will may be done in her life, oh God. We bless your name. We ask you, Father, if you would just strengthen her, Father, as she goes forth, oh God. Give her the words to say and the praise, the prayer to pray, oh God, as she comes against those things that come up against others, oh God. We ask you, Father, for salvation of those that are surrounding her, oh God. We thank you, God, for your presence, God. We thank you, God, for what you're about to do in her life. We count it all joy, oh God, and we know there is no coincidence in you, God. Everything is a divine setup. So we thank you, God, for this time. We thank you for the fellowship, and we just bless your name, and we give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. And we ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. You know, you are set up. Praise the Lamb of God. And the Lord does have work to do. Praise the Lamb of God. And you're going
to
come into a glorious understanding of the calling that's on your life. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, to deliver others. I'm telling you, there's a calling on your life, and God is going to bring you into it. And praise God, you're going to deliver many for the Lord in this season of revival. God is reaching behind, praise the Lamb of God, hallelujah, the rocks. He's going behind the sides of the mountains. He's going into the deserted places of unnamed people whose names the world don't even know yet, to bring them to a place, hallelujah, of total surrender to him. And that's going to not worry about, hallelujah, whether I'm a Baptist or whether be concerned about the Spirit having free flow lives, blessing to others, hallelujah. Doing the work,
not a body of five.
Not trying to establish a denomination. Doing kingdom work.
Hallelujah.
That's going to be a blessing to the masses, and that's going to be a blessing to the believers. I'm excited. About your life. I hope and pray, the Lamb of God, that you connect with us. I love the spirit that's on you. Praise God, and we would love to have you as a part of our outreach ministry here. We got another caller here. Let's see who this is, Stephanie. Error code 478.
Hi, Prophet. This is Angela Ivory.
Angela Ivory. Angela, where are you from here?
I live in Georgia. One of them is Georgia, but originally from New Orleans.
Okay.
I'm Amanda's cousin.
Amanda Baldwin's cousin. That's right. Okay, Angela.
Praise
God. What you call to tell us today?
Well, I'm the one that posted last night.
I know
about
exactly
my husband.
You are about your husband and the transplant and this, that, and another, and they found the match, and they were praying for that the blood and stuff come together so that we could receive a transplant. We've been praying for it.
Right. Well, Prophet, it'll probably be about a year now that God sent word through a prophet about that situation and saying that there was a 3-day turnaround. So I know exactly what you're talking about when you say it don't necessarily manifest right then and there.
Yeah.
Well, I found that out, and I had to learn that as well. And I guess I'm kind of battling a few things because I've also received a word for myself as far as me being an evangelist. And the issue with my husband, you know, me standing on God's word, me trying to share the word with him, and I believe he's receiving it and he has received it, and God is almost like a setup, you know. God has just allowed certain things to happen and transpire, but I just feel like I have a lot of things coming at me all at one time. You know, my son, you know, was supposed to go overseas and play ball. Then, you know, the injury, occurred or manifested itself, because I believe it was already there. It just wasn't totally torn. And then my father passed away, and that was not a shock to me to know that he would pass soon.
Okay.
But I also was given a word that I probably would be the one to lead him to Christ. I saw him probably about a month ago, and the opportunity just did not present itself to me, and I felt like I would have more time, and I didn't, and that was a blow. But I have peace that God has given me and my mother about my father's passing, and knowing that he made his peace with God before he left here.
Okay, you said you saw your father, right?
Yes.
You saw him about a month before he passed, right?
Right.
Did he see you?
Yes.
Father know that you love Jesus?
I'm sorry?
Do your father know that you have this great relationship with the Lord?
Yes, he did.
Baby, sometimes it don't even take you witnessing to somebody. Your life is a witness. You are living. And many times when your appearance alone, the Lord pricked in his heart when he saw you.
I believe that. That's the key that I have.
Wish I was like, Lord, sorry. And he may have laid there on his bed and repented. You don't know.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb. You may have done all that is required. Praise the Lamb of God. Be in God's hands now. Praise God.
Yes.
And don't walk and allow Satan to let you spirit of condemnation about that.
No, I'm thank God. Thank God. God has given me a peace about that.
Hallelujah.
He has given me a peace about that. Because of course the enemy did try. He tried. And but God gave me a peace about it. So I'm not holding on to that. You know.
Hallelujah. So what are the doctors saying about your husband?
Well, who called him last night was the nurse at the in Augusta.
Right.
That is just there for whenever a possible donor comes through, whether it's somebody that he personally knows, you know, is trying to be a donor, or in this case, it was someone that just passed away. And they called him and said that they already ran it through once and that it was a match, but they had to cross-match it to make sure. But as he told me and as he was telling me about this, and I'm listening to what he's saying, and of course he's happy and thanking God, you know, that he has provided either, you know, it's almost, okay, well, yes, Lord, I know that you can provide a donor, and I know that you can heal me. So I guess it's with him is whatever comes first. But, you know, I was trying to be happy about what he was telling me, but at the same time, I'm trying to stand on what God has said. That there was that would be a healing, a 3-day turnaround. So, you know,
what is wrong with him receiving a kidney and it be a 3-day turnaround?
Nothing.
That's healing.
That is. Yes, it is. It is healing.
That's still healing. See, what we have to do is when God says something, my mother taught me this. She used to tell me all the time, you want me to tell you what your problem is? You standing in the way of God. Get out the way.
Amen.
Don't put no conditions, no the way God going to come, how he going to come, or how you want him to come. Just say,
right.
Come on, Lord, and let the Lord do what he want to do.
Right. Well, yeah. I had to get there, too, because there was a time when I was just, well, no, it's going to be done this way. No, but then I let that go because I do not want to be in the way.
Hallelujah. So, whatever come first,
I
the chicken or the egg, I don't care. Bring it on. Praise the Lamb of God. As long as the work is done, that God heals, that God delivers, he works in mysterious ways. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You got to remember, he's not just working on you, he's working on your husband.
Right.
Then there's some people around you that's watching, and he works on them.
Yeah. Amen.
So let's God be God in this matter. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm going to pray for you now. Father in heaven, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this awesome time we're having in you. Lord, the show hasn't went the way that we thought it was going to go, but surely Holy Ghost, hallelujah, is going the way it needs to go. And we thank you for testimonies today. And we thank you, Father, for allowing us to be in a place for a miracle.
Yes.
We're in a season of signs, wonders, and miracles. I know you can shock the doctors. You've done it through me before.
Yes.
I know what you can do in this season, Father.
Yes,
I know that it's your time to work. I know the devil, hallelujah, has had his fill. And now, Father, hallelujah, we release the breaker's anointing on that that's being held up. Hallelujah. And we ask you now by your power and by your presence and by your spirit that praises be yours only. Hallelujah. To move in the life of Angela, that you move on our husband, Father. That you do what you do swiftly, hallelujah, so that she can be released into the ministry that's upon her life. I promise you the fresh wind, hallelujah, of strength, encouragement, of
inspiration.
Now, I pray, oh God, the second wind be the wind of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The bird, the daughter. Hallelujah. In her hind part, she may stand in the high places. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Release to her all that she needs in this season. Let her see impose supernatural provision. And Lord, we count it all joy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. So that we can see. Hallelujah to your name. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Oh, my. Wait a minute. I got four more minutes. And I got another caller. I'm going to tell you all. Erico 864.
Yes.
Yes, dear. Who's calling?
My name is Donna Griffin.
Donna, how you doing, Donna?
I am calling from Williamson, South Carolina.
Yeah, your girlfriend on the line.
I heard her, and I was like, what? God is a moving God.
Yes, he is.
God is an awesome God.
Yes.
Every day.
I'm just calling to say I encourage you all, because God has control of all things.
Yes,
and what we're going through in this time is only temporary.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, I just thank God for the move that he has in my life, that he is moving in me, because I was at a point of depression, just going through things. Financial, you name it, it was there.
Okay.
But when you focus on who God is in your life and focus on what he can do for you in your life, won't be so much on the sick, on the finances, on your children, on your marriages. It'll be more on God, and he will move on his behalf.
Hallelujah.
On his behalf, and then he'll allow to move on our behalf, because it's all about him. And I just want to encourage all the ones that's calling in, because my soul is just blessed today, because I found you through my sister-in-law, Sylvia Aiken.
Okay.
And I thank God for her, and I thank God for Stephanie. I thank God for each and every one that's on the broadcast, and you. I thank God for you because I hear that you just bring forth a word that is so powerful when you speak. And I know it ain't nobody but God, and I just thank God for you.
Jesus, I tell you.
I thank God for you.
Hallelujah.
And I ask that you pray for me in my life, that God move and have me to be what he wants me to be and not me myself.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen.
So I just thank God for you today, and I just thank God for just hearing your voice today, because really, I was at a point in my life I was just despair right now, and I thank God for how he's just moving.
Hallelujah.
Moving. Because when I praise him, when I give him praise, it's nothing else around me but him. And I thank him for that, because when you praise God, all these things seem to move out of your life. And I want to stay in praise mode all the time.
Hallelujah.
All the time.
Hallelujah.
But I thank God for you all. And I just thank God for you. I really do. And I thank God for my sister-in-law who introduced me to the network. And I just thank God for that, because I tell you, it's needed.
Praise
it's needed.
God. Well, we're here for that purpose, sister. What's your name again?
Donna Griffin.
Donna Griffin, praise the Lamb of God. And Sister Akins is the one that brought you in. And then you brought Stephanie, praise the Lamb of God. That's how it's
yes,
called.
Stephanie, I love her. She is a true, she don't realize, she is an encourager.
Oh, my
goodness.
She is a
true
gracious.
Encourager of the Lord. I'm telling you, she encouraged me. And she don't even know it, but she encouraged me when I just talk to her, because it makes me want to go high in the Lord. And she makes me want to move high in God, you know?
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise
let me,
God.
I want to tell you something today. Praise the Lamb of God. God is going to do a mighty work in your life, Donna. Praise
Ooh,
the Lamb
you,
of
Jesus.
God. Hallelujah. God is going to do a mighty, mighty work in your life.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You
withstood enemy threw at you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Enemy against you. He sent it to you to kill you.
Yes.
He was trying to kill you, and I know.
Oh, hallelujah.
He wanted to get back. Praise the Lamb of God. But the
Ooh,
devil
Jesus.
Is tied with a bow tie on doing somersaults.
Oh, Jesus.
Which, praise the Lamb of God.
Ooh, hallelujah.
Covering of Jesus upon you, over you.
Thank you, Jesus.
You, hallelujah, in his anointing.
Thank
I release
you, hallelujah.
Breaker's anointing in your life.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. That the
hallelujah.
Anointing of God, hallelujah, be upon you so mightily, hallelujah, that when you encounter others, yokes will be broken off. In the name of Jesus the Christ.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Back to the pit. Back to the pit. You imps. You harassing spirits.
Hallelujah.
Daughters and the sons of God. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We say no to you. And we loose and release.
Thank you, God.
Because.
Ooh, hallelujah. Thank you,
alive. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
God.
People of God, we're just about out of time. Let me just share with you. Praise the Lord. You know we're preparing even now for the gathering. People of God, don't forget, in this 15, 16 week, don't forget to save that dollar per week. If this is 16 week, you're supposed to save $16.
Okay.
Hallelujah. This week, you're supposed to go in your can or wherever you're putting it so that you can have your money to come to the conference, your flight, your hotel, and everything. If you do what the prophet tell you, you'll have $1,300 by November.
Mm.
Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
You got to do since January, the first week, put a dollar away for the first week, $2 for the second week, put $3 away the third week, $4. This is the 16th week. Next week, you put away $17.
Okay.
The following week, $18. And you put it away. By the time you get to the 50th, 51 week, praise the Lamb of God, you're going to see.
Mm.
You're going to have $1,300.
Mm. Okay.
And you're going to be able to buy your plane ticket, get your hotel room, and come in style. Or the room service if you want to. and enjoy the conference. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. We're tacking it down. I'm about to sign the contract, and we're going to the DoubleTree Hotel there. Praise the Lamb of God in Oak Brook, Illinois. I want you all with me. Praise the Lamb of God. Don't forget our website, psmintl.org. psmintl.org. Our books on prayer and the prophetic is there. The anointing oil and all of that just for donations. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Don't forget the Jubilee offering, people of God. We've received about $300 already from those of you that's been listening. The Jubilee offering, I ask you for a dollar for each day, no less than that, of the 50-day fast. Jubilee means debt cancellation. That's what the Jubilee offering is about. That's what Jubilee was about, the 50 days of debt cancellation. Praise the Lamb of God. So into this, we're taking the money from the Jubilee offering, and we're going to finish the work on our church in Ghana, Africa. The floor needs to be laid, the windows need to be put in, and the doors needs to be hung. Praise the Lamb of God. And we will have completed our assignment in Ghana. The plaque with your name on it is going to be hung in my thing. I want to bring it to the conference in November. So you all can see it, praise the Lamb of God, with your name on it for sowing into our ministry in Ghana so that Pastor Edom and that congregation can have a roof over their heads with proper things, praise the Lamb of God, to worship God. They jam-packed already. Every service is jam-packed. I told him when he was building, we're building too small. Now he's calling it a mini cathedral. Hallelujah, with hopes of building a larger place. I love you all. I bless you all. Hallelujah. I know what God is doing for all of us. He's making us all brand new. Be blessed. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Amen. God bless you.
Feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on to God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see the perfect will. The potter, I'm the clay.